We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have not been outside, and we've. Well, I guess I could just hold on.
Look past the Cardin and Roberts.
Hold on 1 second. Let me tell
you. What do you
what
call
the
that?
The weather's like outside. What's
the
that?
Cardin and Roberts.
Let me just move this wall.
Wall. Yeah.
Real quick.
It looks sunny outside. Yeah. It looks beautiful outside.
Looks gorgeous outside.
Have we gotten any storms yet in Manhattan?
I don't know.
Have we gotten anything here in Manhattan?
Well, I know the game is canceled because they're worried about these tornadoes and crazy high winds. There's more about safety getting to the game than a worry about a lengthy night of rain.
No, and that's why I was so surprised they canceled the game.
I respect
because
it, though.
There's like no rain in the forecast tonight. Like, I'm looking at Queens right now, or I'm looking at Manhattan right now. There is no rain.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a safety issue about getting there. That's what it was.
This is a very strange postponement. It really is.
I know you're pissed.
Now I'm looking at Queens. There's no 0% chance of rain.
But, Evan, they thought that they were coming in with an Annie M. Twister. With golf ball size hail, 50 mph winds, the whole bit.
Correct. I get it. And also, there's no
got to err on the side of caution.
There's also no selfish agenda because the Mets lost a home date.
No, it's a selfish agenda for you because your car's there.
Forget me for a second. The New York Mets lost a home date because now there's a single admission doubleheader tomorrow as opposed to the two separate admissions. As far as I'm concerned, I'll be fine.
Yeah?
I'll rescue my car at some point.
You're not seeing that car for a while.
It'll all be fine.
Your car by morning will be on a boat to Bangkok. Yeah.
You're just rooting for that to happen.
I think it'd be funny, actually. Yeah, like, I got to root for it because I know what a pain in the ass that is. But, you know, for the show's sake.
Do you think anybody at this radio station would take my key, take the train to Citi Field, rescue my car before it's impounded, and then bring it back here?
Would for a $100 bill, they would,
Big Mac, $100. You want to do it?
No, he's working. Like, you need somebody to get going now because if that car's there at 6, it's gone. And the boat leaves at like 6:45.
I saw the architect walking around. You think he would do it?
No.
They don't. Does he make enough money where $100 doesn't mean a thing to him?
It's not about that. He's not driving in rush hour traffic to Queens to get you your car because then he has his car.
That's true.
Should he leave his car there?
No, he's taking
to be towed.
He's taking the train to Citi
Field. Yeah, that's what he wants to do.
Getting my car, driving it back here, and we're good to go.
Listen, he's a mass transit guy, but he ain't doing that. No. Ask Spike.
Spike, that Philadelphia guy,
you know
he would get lost on the train.
You know what I think would be great? If Spike's from Philly.
Yeah.
Now, Spike's been our boss for about a year or so now, right?
Right.
If you said to Spike, you're going to start at WFAN, okay? And you're not allowed to use GPS technology, nor can you call anybody. Do you think he could find Citi Field?
No shot. You mean drive there?
Yeah, he has to drive there.
So he's got to get off Manhattan Island. He's got to start with that.
Like, that'd be a great reality show.
I mean, no shot.
He has to get to Citi Field in a certain amount of time.
Oh, no. No shot. None. Zero.
Now, I say that, and I'm thinking about it. There's a chance he's been to concerts in Queens.
Doesn't matter.
There's a chance he's been to the U.S. Open.
It doesn't matter, and here's why.
Right.
First of all, he doesn't know this community like the back of his hand, and I'm sure anytime he's gone anywhere, he's probably taken an Uber, or he's taken mass transit, or his GPS is basically telling him where to go. You shut that GPS off.
You're done. You're blind. Now, let's extend that just for one quick second. I think less than 50% of the people that work here could get to, if I picked a random but very popular destination without the help of GPS.
Hmm.
Like, I don't think Tommy could get to Citi Field.
Well, he doesn't drive.
Well, it's not my problem.
No, 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 but I think that's a good example. Like, could Big Mac at the Citi Field? I
don't
lean
know if
yes.
he could.
I'd lean yes.
I don't know.
Though the we are.
I would drive home from Long Island from here and pass it all the time. So yes, I would go my way. The Williamsburg Bridge. That's the way I would go. But yes.
But to your point, while you bring up an interesting point, is I am now of a generation where not the entire time I've driven, but I'd say 80% of my driving life has been with GPS.
Not only that, that same generation, you don't know anybody's phone number.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know
it's just stored in your phone.
I do not know my wife's phone number.
Right. Yet I remember the phone number I had as a kid. Right?
Yeah.
Like I did.
And all my friends' house number.
Yeah. I knew everybody's phone. You memorized it.
Yep.
Like right now, I don't even know my phone number.
You forget. 100%.
I'm just hoping somebody calls me.
Right.
Not often, but like, you know, once a week.
Speaking of which, I want to discuss this because I'm very, very intrigued by this.
Yeah.
So Saturday night, having a slumber party with my oldest son. I promised him he could stay up late.
Yeah.
We're watching the Met game on DVR. He's
you
into
go,
it.
You go sleeping bag on that? Blanket? What are we doing
with
that?
I use the term slumber party. It's really not sleeping in
just
his
hanging
bed.
Out on the couch.
Yeah, we're downstairs. We're watching the Met game.
Like a man night.
But I'm behind. Like, we had other things. It's midnight. My phone rings. I'm like, what the hell's calling me? It says Craig Carton. And I'm like, no way. I'm behind on the Met game. This SOB is not spoiling the Met game. So I ignored you. Next morning, I call you. Why the hell did you call me at midnight on Saturday night? Like, what was your reason?
Because when I called you
on Sunday, it seemed as if you were just like, oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, things are good. Okay, bye. You had nothing to say to me.
Because I want to talk to you in the moment. And 20 minutes later, like a goldfish, I may not remember why I wanted to talk to you.
But now that you say it,
I do remember.
Yeah, so what was it?
But, dude, it wasn't midnight.
It was close to midnight.
I'll tell you, I'll check.
It was in the 11s.
It was in the 11s.
Definitely in the 11s. I could check my phone, too. I'll tell you right now.
I called you.
I got the time right now.
Hang on. Was it Saturday?
Saturday night, I got the time.
11:15. Yeah.
Okay, not midnight, but in the 11s,
enough,
like I said.
Fair enough.
Now, again, I was up. I know I called you. But understand why I ignored your call. I was behind on the Mets game.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, go ahead.
I think I called you.
You think?
No, I know why I called you.
What?
I know why I called you. Because I wanted to know if you sold the tickets for Game 7 or if you were going to Game 7.
That's what you wanted
to
know.
Yeah, it was on my mind because I was rooting for you because I knew what the potential payout was. Significant. So it was on, and I'm like, I don't want to wait till Monday.
Right.
So that's why I called you.
What did you?
And in your typical fashion, you don't take my call. You call me back at some later random time.
Here's why. I'll tell you exactly why. So I'm DVRing the Met game. I think that's a fair answer, right? I cannot risk you spoiling it. Cannot risk
it. Oh, I wasn't even watching.
But still, I can't risk it.
Yeah.
When I finished the Met game, it was well after midnight. And I thought out of respect, I shouldn't call you that late.
No, you shouldn't call me back that late. That's fair.
So then there you go.
AJ's in Massapequa. He's got some info for us. AJ, what do you got?
Yo, what's up, Craig and Evan?
What's up, kid?
What's up?
What's up, man? Do you know why the game was canceled tonight?
Yeah, the tornado was coming in, and they're worried about going from black and white to color, and then little people foobarring a woman's attempt to get home, and then there being some bad women with weird, kind of pointy hats on, also trying to make her disappear, and then there's this weird kind of water that melted people.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh.
Well, you're wrong. The reason why is because me and my girlfriend are about to go to the game tonight. Uh-huh. We have tickets.
Okay.
The reason why we had tickets is because it's Bark at the Park at Citi Field.
Ugh, okay.
So me and my girlfriend are going to take our mini golden retriever.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. But what does that have to do with
because
of the weather?
Yeah.
Because of the weather and people bringing their dogs to the ballpark, any type of significant weather, they're going to cancel the game for the safety of not only humans, but the dogs.
Hold on a second. I love dogs. Okay. I have a dog. I love my dogs. You cannot cancel a Met game because the dogs may be scared of thunder. I'm sorry. You can't do that.
Ooh, I've got an idea. Don't bring dogs to baseball games. How about that for an idea?
Well, Bark at the Park's amazing.
No,
but
it's not.
If you haven't done it, definitely do it.
AJ,
what's so amazing about Bark in the Park? What's great about it?
Because you're making memories
with whom?
It's your wife or your girlfriend. You bring your dog to the park. You take pictures in Citi Field, on the field. And you know what? You maybe get lucky later.
You may get lucky later. Hopefully not with the dog.
If you need Bark in the Park for your girlfriend to sleep with you, it might be time to find a new girlfriend, yeah?
No, she's a good girl.
And did she ever question why the only game she gets to go to with you is Bark in the Park?
No, we go to plenty.
Oh, okay,
plenty
good.
Well,
good.
She's a Met fan, and I'm a Yankee fan.
Gotcha,
I do take her, but we flip flop.
That's good. Well, listen, I think if that's why they canceled it. Again, out of an abundance of caution for animal safety.
Maybe they just
shouldn't allow animals in the park.
As somebody that likes and respects Bark at the Park and loves his dog.
No, you don't.
I do. And I think
you don't like Bark at the Park.
No, I think it's a great concept. I wouldn't do it because my dog would freak out at every other dog he sees. But that's why I make a decision not to bring him. You can't cancel the game. Now, if you want to cancel Bark at the Park and say to you, AJ, hey, look, we're so sorry. We're going to give you a free ticket. We apologize. We're not allowing dogs in tonight because of Thunder. Fine, I understand it. You can't cancel a game because of it, though.
Just out of curiosity, in your experience, AJ, ballpark, you don't have to be exact. How many people bring their dogs to Bark in the Park?
I would say 60.
60?
Because the Pepsi Cola section is totally filled with dogs. For that night. I've done it once. Yeah.
And where does the dog go to the bathroom?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I don't know. I'll dump you on that. It's all right. I get it. Yeah. It's I've always been against this.
Well, you're wrong.
It's dumber than bringing your newborn to the game.
No, it's not. Yeah. We as individuals.
Oh, but the dog's going to love the experience. No, he's not.
Well, he may love the smells. I mean, the smells of a ballpark. Don't dogs love smells? Yes, that's the best part of the walk.
They
do. So could you imagine the smell at the ballpark?
I love the smell.
And what's a better smell, Craig, than wet dog?
Hey.
That's a smell right there,
hey,
bro.
Honey, I got to tell you, that Shake Shack smells was that duty? What am I smelling here? It's like the waft of urine coming past me. Is Shake Shack changing their menu items?
The Bark at the Park is a great concept, but you cannot cancel a game because of it. And the more I look at this forecast...
We don't know if they did either.
Okay, but the more I look at this forecast, why did they cancel this game?
Maybe because of the Bark in the Park?
Craig, there's no storm in the area. I'm looking at the map. Where's there a storm out, Rosie?
There's none. He's saying this.
The weather expert. Where's the storm?
It's not. It's a conspiracy theory. Something's going on with the Mets.
There's something going on with the Mets.
And that's why they postponed the game tonight.
Well, dude, there is no storm, Craig.
Are the Phillies or Red Sox home tonight?
We know the Orioles
are. I'm just trying
to
think of like an East Coast like storm pattern.
The Red Sox are home tonight. The game has not been postponed.
Okay. And the Orioles-Yankees game has not been postponed
Craig,
either.
Craig, there is no storm outside.
Yeah.
We looked out. I just looked at the radar. There's nothing. It's 5 o'clock. The game's in 2 hours. There's still no storm. I want to ask this again because now I'm starting to get annoyed.
Call the Mets up.
Why was this game postponed?
You could have
waited a little bit longer. Like, people aren't leaving to the ballpark till 5 o'clock.
Here's the release that was put out. Due to rain, the game was canceled.
There is no rain.
That's what they said.
Craig, there's no storm. And if there was a storm, it was hours ago now. Where was the storm? What are we doing here? And again, I disagree. I don't think the Mets did anything nefarious here. They lost a date. They took a single admission game of tonight.
Yeah.
They get to refund everybody if you so choose or trade it in for another game. And now there's a single admission game tomorrow. They lost a date.
Yeah.
So I get it. Financially, this hurts the Mets. I admit that.
Sure.
But why the hell did they cancel this game, Craig?
Well, call the Mets and ask them, Tommy.
Well, they're just going to say the same crap they tweeted out.
Listen, it's not raining. There's no rain in the forecast. Hey, Tommy, do me this favor. Call the guy, whoever it is that you call at the Mets, who's a nice guy, and say, just have to ask... Is tonight's cancellation in any way connected to the promotion of bring your four-legged animal to the game? Just ask.
Yeah, because that's just not a weird thing to ask him, and that's like not uncomfortable
just
to do. Bark in the Park. How about conspiracy theory with the tinfoil hat on go call, or this banana who only cares that his car's in Queens, so he's trying to dig up
this big
controversy.
No. I care about going to the game, and I think Met fans who have tickets care about going to the game.
Well, then they should call the Mets.
Look out for people who bought tickets to a game who are looking outside saying, why the hell am I not going to Citi Field tonight?
Craig has some copy.
Here's the Twitter. With severe weather in the area, we are thinking about everyone's safety, so tonight's game has been postponed. Here's the issue with that. According to you guys, there is no severe weather.
Craig, I'm looking at a radar.
Earlier today, I want to be fair.
Earlier today? The game wasn't earlier today.
Hold on a second.
The game's tonight.
Earlier today, there was a big concern about tornado, wind, and hail. I know my kids were sent home from school early because of it. So let's be fair about that. But there's no weather in the forecast now.
Yes. And why you want to cancel the game at 5 o'clock, like right now? Okay. Before people are really heading out there.
So, Tommy, I know you don't want to do it, but we're making you do it. I need you to call the guy at the Mets, and you could even preface it by saying, I don't want to be making this call. They're making me make the call.
Oh, they already know that over there. We have that relationship. Okay, so when I call to get you free stuff or figure out who's pitching on Friday night so Evan can see that guy pitch and
it's
all the self-serving
the
stuff.
Stop
oh,
talking
it's really
about
for the
me.
People.
No.
How do you know I didn't already text the guy?
Gloogie, there's 25,000 people, all of which listen to this radio station and this show. Have you seen the numbers? That want to know, why am I not going to the game tonight? Yes, I happen to be going to the game tonight, but I care about them. When I want to know when Max Scherzer's pitching, because Met fans go to the ballpark to watch people pitch sometimes. It's not all about me. It's about the people. I think one of the reasons our show is successful is because we care about the people.
Did you shake your Christmas presents before you opened them? You strike me as a guy like that.
Listen, just call them up and just ask, is the bark in the park connected to the cancellation?
No problem. But if I get a standard political answer, I don't want any follow-ups. That's
make the call while you're drinking the coffee I bought you.
It's delicious.
Okay? And just ask them.
I'll make the call.
And they could say, no, nothing to do with it, and that's it.
Okay. We're on the record.
It turns it into an attack on us. You want free stuff. Care about me.
Asked for anything free from the New York Mets. Now, I can't speak for my partner, but I've never asked for anything.
All I do is funnel the New York Mets money. That's all I do is funnel them cash. Like when I took my family to the game yesterday,
yes.
That was all me funneling cash
yes.
to the New York Metropolitan.
And you were happy to do it.
So I don't want to hear a word about free
yes,
stuff.
But I don't see him on the phone right now, and that's what bothers me. Because it shouldn't take that long.
Well, I have to get you guys the reads. I have to get you guys the reads. I have producer duties.
I'm not taking a break till you make the call.
Oh, well, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. Wow. I'm not taking a break to like call them.
Is that right?
If you find out at 5:19 or 5:25, the world is not going to collapse here. Okay. Everybody take a deep breath. As usual, I'll step up for the three babies that don't want to do anything. I'll be the adult.
I'm assuming I'm the third. How'd I get thrown into this?
You might be the biggest. I will call. Go run that.
We're not taking a break till the call's made. And
he will not have ultimatums put to him, Craig. It's just that simple.
That's fine. The next guy will.
Why is this the thing he gets all like angry
I don't
about?
Know. Maybe he's all hopped up on the free caffeine he's drinking right now. Yeah, and he forgot about raising his hand and getting permission to talk on the air. And he still hasn't called the Mets.
Why? I mean, it's not that difficult.
Keep it up and I won't.
Okay. By the way, do not bring those pieces of paper in here. Don't bring them in here.
I'm not. Paul is.
Nobody is. That door is off limits for you guys. There's professionals in here trying to work. Wow. That's the hill he's going to die on?
This is the hill.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the thing after a year and a half that broke him. Calling the Mets about a rainout.
He's already talked to the Mets 3 times earlier today. Just pick up the phone. You know the guy's number. Hey, does this have anything to do with Bark in the Park?
Rosie, I think you should call the Mets since you have a conspiracy anyway that this is all being done for some I don't know what reason.
No, well, Tommy's going to do it.
Is he?
You're damn right he's going to do it.
Tommy's going to call the Mets.
I can assure you Tommy's going to do it.
I don't know.
And the severe weather was really north and west of the city. Nothing for New York City from the radar I saw today.
There was an issue, I know this. They were worried about people's safety hours ago. Fair enough. Getting to the stadium.
Yeah, I think the Mets
That's
were
what
concerned,
the issue was.
Or at least they're trying to get across that they're concerned about the travel.
They were
from
overly concerned, though. Like, I totally respect canceling a game before people start commuting.
Yeah, you have to if you can.
But they did it even earlier than they needed to.
Okay.
If they waited an hour and saw how the storm didn't develop in Queens.
Let me be devil's advocate on that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't on that. Where if they wait to, and it's, you know, I don't know what each person's own time is, where it's too late, you screwed me,
5 o'clock.
I'm on my way.
5 o'clock.
So I think they're trying to do the right thing. Because remember last year, they were criticized for waiting so long.
No, but I'm giving you a specific answer to your question, because it's a great question. I'm saying between 5 and 5:30 is a fair cutoff for people. I really do. Now, are you going to find a few people that are traveling 3 hours to go to a game?
No matter what you do, you're going to find someone pissed.
Of course you are. But I think 5 to 5:30 is fair. And if they waited till 5, would they have canceled tonight's game?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Because whatever this threat of wind, tornado and hail has clearly dissipated.
And by the way,
and Baltimore's playing the Yankees, and the Red Sox are playing whoever they play.
And I really believe this, not that the Mets are thinking this, it's kind of why I don't buy conspiracy theories. This rainout hurts the New York Mets, in my opinion. They now have to play a doubleheader. They don't have an off day this week. Remember, they're playing Thursday afternoon against the Cardinals. Then they're going to go to Colorado, where a million runs are scored. Like, their bullpen now. And then, by the way, they go right to San Francisco, play that series. They don't have an off day till next Thursday. Like, this is not good for the baseball team.
Fair point.
It's just
so,
not.
So well, what's the reason? Why did they do it then?
I think, I don't have a conspiracy, Paulie. I'm with Craig. I think they were trying to be cautious in advance.
I'm
criticizing that they were too cautious. I don't believe there's a conspiracy. Because this doesn't help the Mets.
I think they were trying to do the right thing. And it's hard to kill them for that. But it turns out this one kind of bit him in the ass because the way the weather played out, the threat of wind and power outages and all that stuff didn't materialize.
Ultimately, here's why it's totally not about me. I can go to tomorrow night's game. I'm a season ticket holder. It's not a big deal. It really isn't. But if you did buy tickets for tonight, Monday night against the Cardinals, this sucks for you.
Absolutely. Sure. You're a man of the people. You're Thomas Paine. Common sense.
Thank you.
Don't use our stuff from last week on us this week. We remember what we said last week.
I just wanted to make sure I was listening.
Why are you talking at all? You talk when we ask you to talk.
Have you called the Mets yet, Lou?
My mistake. I apologize.
It's okay.
What's the answer?
They didn't pick up. I left a message.
That is such bullcrap.
Now I'm a liar? You're going to call me a liar, then I'm not going to do anything. Okay. And I'm being serious. Okay. Don't call me a liar, dude.
I called the Mets and they didn't answer.
Yeah. Oh, what a concept. Somebody not picking up the phone when the most popular station in the world is blasting them constantly. You think the freaking PR guy doesn't listen? Yeah. Come on, man.
Why didn't you call from in there? Why did you leave the room to call?
Because there's nonsense going on here, and I don't want to be like, oh, Tommy, and then what you say? What you say? And then you get me all freaking aggravated like this. I'm already aggravated because the Mets are going to be bad. The Yankees have the best damn record. We got to hear from Ranger fans every day. I'm pissed off. And then you have me going on these wild goose chases.
I like a lot of what you just said, by the way.
Let's take each one of those things very quickly.
Yes. You got it.
What's the wild goose chase? We told you specifically who to call and what to ask.
And I did, and no one answered, so I left a message.
So that's not a wild goose chase. That's very
specific. It's a wild goose chase in the sense that we've pulled this out of thin air because we have to create this why the game was canceled.
Here's the second thing.
Conspiracy.
Well, there's no rain. It's kind of weird, dude.
As a Met fan, you're upset that the Yankees are in first place and rolling, and you're now dealing with injuries. And, as Evan correctly pointed out a moment ago while you were allegedly making a call outside of the studio,
I did.
That, their schedule's tough over the next week and a half, that a losing streak is coming.
A doubleheader is not beneficial to the New York
Mets. And you're bothered by that. I don't know what else is crawling under your skin.
Ranger
today.
Fans too, because most of them are Yankee fans. I just have a deep-rooted hatred. There'll never be peace. It's very personal with me and Yankee fans. Very personal. I hate them.
You hate Yankee fans.
Mm-hmm. Like Big Mac, hate them.
Yeah, clearly.
You hate Craig too?
Well, Craig's a Met fan, but
BT, you hate Brandon Tierney?
BT, listen, he's pretty cocky Yankee fan, so he would fit in that category.
It's all coming out now. Yeah. He hates Yankee fans. He's pissed that the Rangers won. He doesn't like making phone calls to teams when we ask him to.
Wild goose chase.
But he has no problem drinking a free coffee.
I don't. It tastes
good, too. No problem whatsoever.
Decaffeinated.
When he heard that I was buying coffee for everybody, well, I'll get one. He didn't hesitate on that. He was all good on that. Wild goose chases he's on, though.
I know why he asked for decaf now, though. That's what's bad. Yes. I mean, jeez. Yeah,
he had a tough weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
Was your wife away for the weekend or something? all by yourself to know what to do?
I just can't believe this is the thing that caused him to pop.
I think it's just a build-up.
Yeah,
I think it was the dog park element. I don't think he wanted to call the Mets and go, is it because of the...
Of the dogs.
Right.
It's because of the dogs.
14 golden retrievers and pugs were coming to the game tonight. Is that why he canceled it?
That theory was based on a caller you screened to put on the air.
Yeah.
Craig and I didn't think of that.
No, but Craig was already moved past it, and he was just ripping, bringing the dogs to the park. And then the banana in the newsroom, Rosie Von Vinson, came in here and went, conspiracy theory, and that's like music to Craig's ears. Me getting mad, Evan getting mad, Big Mac getting mad, or conspiracy theory are Craig's favorite topics. So when he heard that, call the Mets.
Boy.
I don't want to call the Mets. I don't care.
You know what I realized? He hates you.
I love Craig.
Not like
no, that's BS.
Don't walk him
no, that's not true.
You can hear it in his voice. This is a volcano explosion.
No, this is not an explosion.
I'm taking it.
Do not take it that way. Don't you start too. Now you're making it worse. Don't you star the S, because that's what you are. You're a big S starer, Ev.
Okay, can you turn your mic off?
Yes, I am.
You know the rules. You're not allowed to speak unless you raise your hand. And we allowed you to there, so you should be thankful for that.
He does not like it.
He doesn't like
it. I'd actually be scared for your safety.
No, I'm not worried about that, but he doesn't like me. He's probably going to have a meeting with Spike. We can do better.
Imagine that.
He's been here 15 years. He's only been a part of a number one show when I'm around. He's brought nothing to any other show. All of a sudden, now he's getting a little cocky.
Yeah, he did a lot for my Saturday
I don't
show.
Want to call the Mets. I don't want to ask him about Bark in the Park. There's no other reason the Mets cancel the game because the weather's perfect outside.
Hold on,
let me take another look. Yeah, look outside. Well,
to be fair, the DirecTV signal did go down for a while.
Oh, stop. It's cloudy. It goes down.
I might be drizzling as possible.
Really?
Drizzling? Yeah, NEM's fine, though.
I can't believe they canceled this game.
Here's Ian in Westchester. Ian, what's going on, kiddo?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
All right.
So, Evan.
Yes.
Before I get to my my rainout point here.
Hold on one second. Hey, Tommy, will you put my ice cream back in the freezer for me?
If you say please, I will, yes.
Please, thank you. It's melting. Good, Ian, what do you got?
Yes.
So, Evan, if the Mets are the champions of, if the Yankee fans say they're the champions of May, then the Mets fans are champions of April, because I feel like that's been a Mets thing for a long time.
But don't you think the Met fan, despite their success, despite the record that they have, and it is May, don't you think most Met fans are waiting for doom? So, like, we really don't have May parades if you acknowledge, and maybe you disagree with me, Ian, that Met fans in general, maybe not myself at times, but we're waiting for doom, then why would we have a May parade?
That's a fair point, but
thank
also,
you.
I mean...
Thank you. You might want to... You should do as Met fans... Because it's been so long, I think every month that you're in first place, you should celebrate.
No. Do you remember last year?
I do.
Yeah.
90 days in first place.
And I want to make something clear. I don't think this team will end up like last year's team. I want to make that clear. I'm not being that negative, but there are these weird fears of, we're in first place in April, we're in first place in May, we're in first place in June. None of that matters unless you're in first place on October 4th. That's the only thing that matters. So I'm not concerned the Mets are going in a deep slump. I'm not saying that. But I am concerned that they are about to enter their roughest patch of the season.
By the way, in Long Island City right now, it's pouring like there's Armageddon. So I don't know what maps you're looking at.
I was looking at the weather.
You said there's no rain. There are people in rowboats right now.
No, there aren't.
In Long Island City trying to navigate.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let me get an update.
Yeah.
Let me see, there you go.
Rowboats.
You got to be kidding me.
Right now, according to the Weather Channel app, there's no rain. Mostly cloudy, 71 degrees.
And now I got, no joke, a lot of people on Twitter going, Evan Roberts said there's no rain, and almost on cue, the heavens opened up.
Did it?
Looking at it.
I'm looking at it after.
Yeah.
I'm not. Oh, first of all, we have a
shade
down.
You should apologize to the Mets.
I'm not apologizing. I'm looking at the apps. I'm looking at the radar.
But
I'm
seeing
rain.
There's people on the roads. They're crashing everywhere.
Where?
One guy in Long Island City. One guy in Morristown.
Craig, I'm looking at the radar. There's no green, red, or yellow anywhere.
And now, okay, how about this? Another guy just sent me full-on traffic, one lane, torrential downpours right now on the LIE.
Dude, I'm showing you a radar map.
I'm not.
Do you see the radar?
Yeah, there's rain everywhere.
No, there isn't.
That's all those green and orange dots.
Dude, that's all. There's rain in Stamford right now. And
Stamford's not that far away, bud.
Hold on. I did a close-up.
Yeah, do a close-up. I'm looking at guys trying to travel.
Okay.
I got the Cross Bronx. I'm looking at, what's it called? Northern State Parkway. Is that what you guys call it?
Yeah, it looks like Manhattan's getting hammered. Okay. I see it now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mamaroneck's getting hit.
How about this, Evan?
Yeah.
A guy just sent me from 15 minutes ago. Rockland County. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't see 10 feet in front of you.
This is weird. I was just looking at the radar. There was nothing.
Now, let me say this to people who are listening.
Yeah.
I want to apologize on behalf of my coworkers because I relied on them. I got let down more than any of you. I'm in the same boat as you. I listened to Evan and Vincent Von Vincent and Mr. Sensitive. Not so much Big Mac,
but the
rest of you. It's not raining. It's not gonna rain. The Mets did their fans a disservice. It's about the dogs. And I'm sure many of you who are listening to us are sitting in this torrential downpour going, what the F are these people talking about? I can't see 5 feet in front of me. I apologize to all of you.
I will only apologize for the fact that I'm looking at a radar.
I got to take this call. Mike's in Garden City. Mike, are you near Citi Field right now, buddy?
I just drove past Citi Field on the Grand Central.
And how is it?
It was pouring. Monsoon. Absolute monsoon. Evan, I DM'd you a video.
Oh, did you? Let me tell you.
I saw your DMs on Twitter. I just drove by LaGuardia, and you can't even see in front of you.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. I see it.
So, again, okay, for those of you who are frustrated in listening to this show as we are trying to figure out why a Met game was canceled on a gorgeous May evening, we apologize. We now take ownership of and recognize that the weather is exactly what the Mets were afraid of.
All right, here's the thing.
You owe them an apology.
Let me take care of this. Two things. Number one, I apologize. Number two, I'm done with the Weather Channel app. I got to delete it.
I've been looking at a radar, Craig. Come over here.
What is this? I believe you.
Yeah, dude, I'm reading what it says about Queens. I'm looking at a radar. It did have green bands, but it wasn't like everywhere.
I apologize.
Jimmy Two Times just sent me the same weather radar, and it's filled with big orange and yellow and green bubbles. It's raining, jackass. So, I mean, I apologize. I just have to apologize.
And I want to thank our last caller. I'm now looking at his video he took a video while driving.
Yeah.
First of all, that's not very safe, but it's bad out.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job by the Mets. I apologize.
Went out for a walk in East Elmhurst, Queens, got drenched.
You know what you should feel
about
really
this
bad
one?
About
Evan, you like this one?
Yeah.
Hey, Evan. Excuse me. Hey, Craig, tell your jackass partner that on his recommendation, I went outside thinking it wasn't raining. I almost drowned.
Don't you also owe an apology?
I owe an apology, yes.
No. Don't you think you owe an apology?
For what?
You made poor Loogie call the Mets and berate them about why they rained the game out.
He didn't call the Mets.
Did you call the Mets in all seriousness?
I'm not worried about it.
All right.
It's all good. Now all these people are sending me all their weather apps, and they're going, how could anyone look at this and say, there's no rain? I happen to agree with everyone.
I was looking at the app. I was. Listen, I also need to confess something. I took meteorology.
Got a break.
I took meteorology, meteorologist class.
Yeah, we all understand what you mean.
I got a D- in that class. I tried, so I guess I wasn't the greatest at reading weather reports.
More of your calls as you hope not to drown in the deluge that's hitting the area right now. And do for all, be safe. If you have to pull over, certainly pull over. Evan apologizes to all of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Harton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Well, here's the good news as you try to figure out the rain situation in the area today. The New York Yankees still have the best record in baseball, and they do play tonight. So if you're looking for a little action, you got that. And that'll start with us right here at 6:30 with pregame stuff of some kind.
25-9.
Yeah. Now, in the history of baseball, The only times teams have started with a record that good after 34 games, they have all won the World Series.
Really?
Yes.
0-1 Mariners, too? What start did
they
get off
to? Were they 25-9?
No, I don't know. I know they won 116 games.
Yeah,
I don't know what they started off with.
I can't speak to them being 25-9, but 25-9 is a guarantee for World Series.
The only team that jumps out at me.
Start playing in the parade, boys.
Okay. The only team that jumps out at me is the 84 Tigers. Because remember, they were 35-5. They started 35-5, played 500 ball the rest of the way, and yes, they won the World Series.
See that? So there you go, Evan. So Evan's fact-checking me now.
No, I'm looking at the Mariners. It's not necessarily fact-checking you. It's more...
I saw the same list Craig saw, I'm assuming, and the Mariners were not on the list.
They
must not have gotten off to that kind of start.
I'm going to tell you right now, what's the record you're using?
25-9.
They were 25-9, so it's not true.
In fact, 25-8.
They were... 25-8?
24-8.
24-8, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, 24-8.
That one you got. They got to 23-9, yes. And then they won a bunch in a row to get to 31-9.
Got it. So 24-8 was the number then.
Yeah, but you're parsing numbers now.
No, I'm not parsing anything.
You really are. The Mariners got off to a 31-9 start.
Okay, well,
of course you're parsing numbers. That's what the whole list is.
The whole list is parsing. I'm not parsing anything.
You kind of are.
First, I don't know what parsing means.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you what I read.
I'm assuming.
But you're manipulating it to a certain extent.
Well, was that the purpose of the article?
Right now, the Yankees are 25-9. Okay, that's their record. The Mariners started off 25-9.
Okay, how'd they do?
They lost to the Yankees in the ALCS.
So that's not the record I'm talking about.
At some point, they drew a line of demarcation to make an interesting point. Yeah, eventually, you keep going down the line further and further. You can make new points.
But here's my point. Right now, the Yankees are 25-9.
Yes.
Who gives a crap about their record 3 days ago?
Well, it came out yesterday or 2 days ago.
There was an article in the paper this weekend about the record and the World Series.
Just regurgitating what you see doesn't mean anything. Let's use critical thinking here. The 0-1 Mariners are one of the great teams of all time. They got smoked in the ALCS by the Yankees.
Well, that's the difference. The Yankees can't play themselves in the ALCS, so they'll be fine.
Touche.
There you go.
So you know what?
That's my guy right
Touché.
There.
Touche.
That's my guy right there.
They don't have the Yankees dynasty standing in their way.
There you go. Good job on that, Biggs. Here's David in Glen Rock. David, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
If you guys aren't the best 4 to 5 hours of radio on the airways right now, I don't know what is.
Thank you.
So thank you for entertaining us. Evan.
Yes.
Your problem here. You're very yesterday with the app. The Weather Channel, man. Done. AccuWeather is where it's at.
I'm done. No, you got me. I've already deleted the Weather Channel app. I'm done with them. And I am now going to give AccuWeather. Now, one thing is I just got a tweet from someone on Long Island with sun out. It's beautiful. So we're getting mixed results on what the full weather truly is.
Here's the thing, okay? My wife is in Fort Lauderdale trying to come home. They were literally on the taxiway turning onto the runway. The engine's going, the whole thing. All of a sudden, boom, ground hold. They had to get off the runway, get back on the taxiway, turn off the engines to conserve fuel, and now they're waiting for a ground hold to end. Here's the problem. You have two types of fronts. I'd like to, first of all, Navi, to become the unofficial weatherman of FAM. So,
I can tell you that. The job is now open.
So here's the thing, right? The fronts that come over that you watch on the map, Evan,
yes,
they're usually loaded with storms, right?
Right.
Then you have a front that comes where all of a sudden the front approaches, it gets there, and the storms like pop up. They just like pop up out of nowhere. So if you look at the map and the animation on AccuWeather, that's exactly what's happening. So the storms are just like popping up.
All right. Pop-up storms. Now, I've heard that term before.
Yeah. Can I tell you why I really called?
Yes, of course. Of course.
So I got a text from my son. He lives in North Carolina.
Right.
I couldn't believe this text I just got. PNC Arena is located in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes.
Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Southern Virginia. Residency will be based on credit card billing address.
Yes.
Orders by residents outside North and South Carolina and Southern Virginia will be canceled without notice and refunds given. That's directly aimed at Ranger fans.
I don't want to be a smartass and say you guys aren't aware of this because you haven't been in the real playoffs in a long time. But this has been I need to throw that in there. This has been going on for a while, and it happens with these mid-market, small-market teams. They are deeply afraid of New York Ranger fans filling up their building. And so they're doing this, yes.
They're going to get secondary market tickets anyway.
I agree. No.
But that's what Evan's suggestion was.
I suggested that earlier in the show, and I think that's what any Ranger fan should do if they want to go. If they can stop 50 Ranger fans from going to the game because they don't know better, that's a success in their eyes. They are not the only franchise. They are not the only team. I can't name every team that's done it, but a lot of them have. Do we do that in New York? No. Do they do that in Boston or in Philadelphia? I don't think so.
No, you know they don't.
But this is what they're doing. But Ranger fans, you can get around it.
Sports Illustrated has announced the historically highly anticipated Sports Illustrated cover model, Evan.
Yes.
And as they've done in recent years, there are multiple covers. I guess it depends where you are in the country, which cover you get. But would you like to hear the four women have made the cover for this
year? I'd love to hear. Have I heard of them?
Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
You know two of them.
I know two of them.
You do not know the other two.
Carrie Underwood.
No, not Carrie Underwood.
Why not?
The first one's a cop-out.
What do you mean?
Okay. The first Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition front page cover model is Kim Kardashian.
What?
Yes, Kim Kardashian.
Why?
Because she's Kim Kardashian. And they hope that'll sell a lot of magazines, I guess. Yes?
How about Khloe Kardashian?
No. No.
How about Kendall Jenner?
No. No. Okay. No, sorry.
Wow, so Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
I have heard of her.
Okay, the second cover model is an R&B singer married to Russell Wilson.
Oh, Ciara.
Ciara makes the cover.
Ciara. Okay. I've heard of her.
Okay, so those are the first two. Are you ready for the next woman who is on the cover, depending again where you live, for Sports Illustrated swimsuit?
Yes.
Her name is May, M-A-Y-E, Musk.
May Musk.
Have you ever heard of May Musk?
I've never heard of May Musk.
Neither have I. Big Mac, you know who May Musk is?
I have no idea who May Musk is.
He doesn't know.
Wait a second. I just looked up May Musk.
Yes.
May Musk is 74 years old?
That's right. Yep. May Musk.
She is the mother
of
Elon Musk.
Bang! How about that?
Wait a second. Are they just trying to kiss ass to Twitter because Elon Musk is going to own Twitter?
She's a world-renowned dietitian. She's a 50-year veteran in the modeling profession. But yes, Evan, she is 74 years young, and she's rocking a hot one-piece, and she's on the cover of SI.
What's the headline? 74-year-old swimsuit model or mother of Elon swimsuit model?
No, that would be, they wouldn't do that.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You wouldn't bill her as mother of Elon.
I'm sorry.
Because it would be.
That's not what I mean.
Kind of demeaning.
That's not what I mean.
Yeah.
What's the bigger headline out of this? That it's a 74-year-old woman or, hey, her son's Elon Musk?
I think the headline is that 74-year-old women can rock it.
All right.
Rock it.
Good for her.
Sexy, independent, rock it. That's okay. The thing, yeah.
Good for her.
And then the last woman to grace one of the four covers, again, depends on which magazine you get, I guess, is a Japanese-Dutch recording artist, model, and entrepreneur.
All right.
She is a full-figured model, as it says here. And here's what's interesting. I've never heard of her either. Her name is Yumi Nu, which is spelled N-U.
N-U.
Y-U-M-I is the first name.
Yumi Nu.
She's a full-figured Japanese model.
Gotcha.
She's also a recording artist, and she comes from a famous family.
Really?
Yep.
What does the family do?
Her brother is a world-renowned DJ named Steve Aoki.
I've heard of Steve Aoki.
Yes, you have. Tommy loves Steve Aoki. Her father is the founder and creator of Benihana.
Wow.
So there you go.
All right.
So there you go, guys. A non-traditional.
Are you good with this?
Cover shoot.
Because I know you
don't
take
bother
this,
me one bit.
You have a very strong opinions on the SI swimsuit issue.
Yes.
I remember last year you had a strong opinion. So are you good with the four selections?
Listen, I have no problem with the with it at all.
All right.
If you want to put a 74-year-old woman and show empowerment, go right ahead. Good for you.
If you had a choice.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I don't believe Susan's in it this year, but we keep our fingers crossed.
If you had a choice of one of those covers for you to own and purchase.
Ciara.
It's Ciara.
Yeah. Yeah. Hands down. For me, it's Ciara.
Yes.
Now, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
Like, Yumi Nu might be your style. Kim Kardashian might be his style. But for me, of the four.
You would go Ciara.
I would go Ciara first. Okay. Yes. That's me, though. I would.
Okay.
I would go Mae Musk second.
Okay.
Yes. And then it's a battle.
Then it's a battle.
It's a
not
battle.
A Kim Kardashian fan?
Then it's a battle. She's a beautiful woman.
But you're
Kim
not a
Kardashian
fan.
Kim Kardashian is a beautiful woman.
But you're not a fan.
I couldn't handle it.
Wait,
I know.
That's how you determine which cover you're going to get?
Yeah.
Can I handle it or not?
I know my limitations.
I don't think you can handle Mae Musk either.
Maybe
or
not.
Ciara.
By the way, maybe not.
You can't handle any
but
of this.
But at least I think I've got a shot. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't handle anything else. It's too much for me. It's all too much. Evan, goodbye, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub. You really got to know your limitations.
No, I respect that.
And I'm well aware of my limitations. So there you go. So anyway, I guess that comes out maybe today or tomorrow if you still subscribe. Very few people do.
Oh, I didn't even know it was still existing.
Yeah, I think SI, I could be wrong about this, only prints like a couple of actual tangible.
Dude, it's amazing. As a
but
kid,
I think one of them, of course, would be this one.
As a kid, SI was the thing. Like, the cover of SI was a thing, was a big deal. The swimsuit issue was a big deal. All of it was a big deal. And now, I forget that SI even exists. When you bring it up, it's like, I don't even know.
No, I agree. It's not what, listen, because, you know, internet porn exists. So that, you know, so a lot of these types of magazines, like Maxim magazine.
I was also talking about the sports aspect of the magazine not mattering.
I apologize.
No, but that part's true, too. I don't disagree.
Well, I mean, just saying the internet changed everything. That's all.
Yeah, the way we get news, too. Not only the way we digest attractive humans, if that's your thing, or unattractive humans, if that's your thing, but the way we digest sports news. Like, Sports Illustrated coming out is outdated.
Yeah.
That newspaper or magazine comes out. It was a huge deal.
It used to be, I think, like the week after the Super Bowl or 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, and we waited for it. And we don't anymore, but that's not their fault. That's the internet's fault. Because we've access now to pictures whenever we want them.
It's a combination of a few things.
Anyway, congratulations to the four beautiful women who are now on the cover of the SI swimsuit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.